Well, good morning, everyone. Welcome, especially to folks that are just coming in this morning or late last night, and we're glad that you're here. Again, my name is Drew Rollins, and I'm coming from Baton Rouge, Louisiana. I'm the chaplain at St. Albans Chapel on the campus of LSU, and just really glad that you're here and looking forward to the day. I'm going to begin us with a moment of silence, and then I'll say a collect. Let us pray. O Lord, our Heavenly Father, almighty and everlasting God, who has safely brought us to the beginning of this day, defend us in the same with thy mighty power, and grant that this day we fall into no sin, neither run into any kind of danger, but that we, being ordered by thy governance, may do always what is righteous in thy sight, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. So I really appreciated last night what Tullian had to say about exhaustion and how we are all exhausted, everyone's exhausted. And then he went, if you remember, he went through and talked about each season of life and what that looks like, being exhausted at each season. I thought he was just spot on. I have a teenager who's 16 who's starting to drive, and I could really identify with the anxiety both for the teenager and the dad, and you know, the anxiety about career and then anxiety about marriage and then what your marriage maybe not being what it you'd hoped it would be. All of that was just right on. And then you remember that he took us deeper than that and talked about the cause of that anxiety, not just being those things on the surface, but our attempts to justify, to validate, and to try to save ourselves. That brings to mind for me a time that Steve Martin came on the Tonight Show to be interviewed by Johnny Carson. You can look this up on YouTube. It's called Steve Martin Has to Leave. And it's in 1978. And he, in this clip, he comes on and he sits down with Johnny. And they talk for just about a minute or so. And then Johnny Carson says to Steve Martin, "Well, I understand that you have to leave." And Steve Martin says, "Yes, well, I do. I have to go. I'm sorry, but I'm doing a movie. Carl Reiner is directing it, and so I am going to have to leave, but it's great to be here." And he gets up, and he shakes Johnny's hand, and he walks off and goes out the curtain, and the audience applauds, and Johnny sits back down and says, "Well, that's Steve Martin. You know, he's great to see him, funny guy," and starts to go into the next thing. And then the curtain parts, and Steve Martin walks in with his hands like this, crying, and he goes, "I don't have to leave. I was lying." And he walks back and says, "I don't really have to leave." And Johnny gives him a hug, and he sits down, and Steve Martin says, "It's just all the big stars come on your show, and they all say they have to leave. I don't have to leave. I could stay all night." And I love that clip because I think he pegs the kind of posturing that we're all doing all the time at some level. And then right below the surface is this fear that nobody is going to like me. And I've got to do what everybody else is doing to try to get people to like me. This fragile identity that we protect. And then this host of fears, this legion of insecurity that's down underneath that. This conference gives us a couple of days to go deeper than that, to get beneath that kind of surface agitation, to hear the gospel articulated in some fresh ways, the same old story, but heard in some fresh ways. I love Tullian's analogy of the key is in our pocket, in your pocket. So what we're doing here is trying to immerse ourselves in this gospel. And what I want to call attention to from time to time here is what that is doing in you, and what God might be saying to you individually in that process of being immersed. And that takes some deep listening. It's a little bit like being the sonar guy in a submarine, and you're listening as you're diving deeper. A little bit like the Hunt for Red October, you know, where he says, "Once more we play our dangerous game. We will lie off their coasts and listen to their rock and roll," and dive deeper. And it is kind of a dangerous game, because anytime we talk about diving deeper, we're going to encounter things down there in the deep, fears, resentments, old wounds in particular, hopes, contradictions within ourselves, all that stuff that is deeper. So it is a little dangerous and a little risky. And if you need someone to pray with you in that, I would be very happy to do that. The gospel, though, speaks to what's really going on down deep in our lives, what's causing all of that exhaustion and all of that posturing, all of that, "I can't stay, I've got to go." But we can go there, because God already knows everything that's down there. God is fully acquainted with everything in us, all of our ways, and he's demonstrated that he loves us in all of that. So the verse I picked for this morning is a verse from Psalm 139, two verses, Psalm 139, verses 3 and 4. And I'll read it and then we'll pray. "Thou searchest out my path and my lying down, and art acquainted with all my ways. Even before a word is on my tongue, lo, O Lord, thou knowest it altogether." Let us pray. Almighty God, we thank you for this morning, for the gift of each other, and most especially for the gift of your Son, and for this wonderful message that we have been given. And we pray that you would open our ears and our hearts, that we would know ourselves more deeply, and that we would hear all that you wish to say to us. We pray in Christ's name. Amen.